It started just off as any other day, except for one crucial detail. A recent text you got. One that caught your eye a little bit more than anything else you've received. Your crush finally wanted to see you. Wanted to hang out with you. Only, things were a little different from what you expected. Rather than just her, her friend was there too.
Oh, hey! We were waiting for you. You were taking your sweet time. Oh, you didn't expect me? That's fine. I wasn't really part of the plan. See, Umi had mentioned that she was going to come and hang out with you and seemed pretty excited. And, well, I wanted to come too. She originally just wanted it to be the two of you, and I understand if that's maybe what you wanted to. I won't be long. I just have to see some things. Have to understand some things. I have to know why.
Why what?
Oh, don't worry. Don't you worry. Just come hang out with us and you'll see.
You noticed that Umi looked a bit scared, but decided not to delve too deep into what was going on. Perhaps it was just your instinct that was driving you at this point.
Where should we go, I wonder? Perhaps the arcade? There are some really nice rhythm games, and I've been really dying to try one. Isn't that right, Umi? Now let's go. We can't just stand around for too long. We'll draw attention. Yes, attention. Silly boy. After all, Umi's looking a little shaken up today. I couldn't possibly tell you why.
Shut up, Umi. Shut your mouth.
You just don't feel like talking. That's all. Now come on, let's go to the arcade. Boys your age love arcades, right? I know I do. Let's go.
You decided to go with them. Perhaps at first just to try and rescue Umi from whatever's going on. Something surely feels off. When arriving at the arcade, you separate with Kitamura as Umi goes off to the bathroom.
Finally! Just the two of us! I've been curious for a little while now, you see. You've been really into Umi. I never really understood why. After all, I am all around all the time, aren't I? Why haven't you noticed me? Why have you noticed her? You're staying, at least. Perhaps that's just because of your concern for her? Don't you worry. She's fine. Just a little shaken up. Oh, but it's all a joke. Everything in this world is a joke. The way you laugh together, the way you talk in class, it's all just one big fucking joke, isn't it? You seem a bit scared. Oh, there's no need to be scared of me. I'm just a tiny girl, and you're a big guy, aren't you? You tower over me. You clearly go to the gym. Why should you be scared of a little girl like me, huh? Umi sure has been gone for a while. She's really using that bathroom, isn't she? How about I go check on her? You can't just enter a girl's bathroom, after all. You wait here. I'll be right back. Don't you wander off, okay? After all, I'm watching you. Every step you take. Every move you make. I will know. So just sit tight for me, okay?
She giggles again and wanders off towards the bathroom. You sit there for a while, eventually seeing some people whirly head toward the bathroom, Kitamura eventually comes back. Although, her hair and her clothes are a bit tousled.
Oh, good. You're still here. I was worried you'd be gone.
Umi went home a bit early. The strangest thing happened. She was going crazy in there. Believe it or not, she was talking about how scared she was of you.
I know. That's pretty ridiculous. What could you have done?
She was the one who asked you to come.
Huh? Right?
She messaged you.
Oh, good. For a second there,
I thought you were the one who initiated everything.
Luckily, that isn't the case now, is it? Anyway, we should really head out of here.
No, we can't possibly stay. The police will be coming here soon. Don't you hear the sirens?
Now come on, before they decide to arrest you for something you didn't do.
Something to Umi?
No. Before they arrest you for having scared her so much.
Who knows what her deal is, but she seems hell-bent on making your life a living hell.
Reluctantly, you follow along with Kitamura and follow her home. She avoids any contact with the police. You both take the back roads home. She somehow leads you right to your home, despite never having invited her or letting her know where you lived.
We finally arrived. Feels like yesterday we just hung out here. Oh, you silly man. Of course we've hung out here before.
It doesn't matter when. Come on, let's go inside. I need to wash my face and hands.
In the same reluctant way, you decide to let her in. Something was definitely off about Kitamura today, but you inclined to follow the suggestive nature of her behavior. After letting her in, Kitamura goes straight to the bathroom, not even waiting for you to give her directions to the bathroom. She eventually comes back while you wait for her in the living room.
Oh, that feels so much better. I feel a lot cleaner now.
You're asking a girl what she did in the bathroom?
Oh, how your mind makes up such things. Oh, but don't worry, your bathroom's clean. And doesn't have anything in the sink. I made sure to clean it when I was done.
Of what? Have you never had a girl in your house before?
Well, you have one now. Oh, wait. I've always been here. What am I saying? Now, let's talk. Umi, she didn't care about you at all. She never would, never could. She was just some girl that was after you. It didn't mean that she knew you.
And she was trying to manipulate you. Not that you were the only guy either. There were so many she was after.
I had to go. I had to be there. For your protection.
But me?
Me.
I love you so much.
I love you.
I love you so much.
I love the way you are, the way you act, the way you appear, the way you dress, the way you smile, your hairstyle, your personality, your eyes, your nose, and your lips. I love it all. So why do you look at her? Why do you only look at Umi with those eyes instead of remotely looking at me?
As odd as it was, as stupid as it was, fear was starting to set in. Be it in the way she was looking at you with those wide eyes, or the way her hand was conveniently, constantly moving, as if she was going to reach for a weapon in her clothing.
You will love me as I love you, because my love for you is just that strong. It always has been and always will be. I can't force you to love me. Oh, no, 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 no. There's no force here. You're being so silly. I am only letting you know of the events that'll unfold. You see, before you even know it, I'll have burrowed myself so deep into your heart that not even breaking it will be able to drag me out of the core that I've laid myself in. Not that it would ever break. Not unless you go to Umi again. Maybe not her. I don't think you'll ever see her again. She's gone from our lives. She decided to just leave. Crazy, isn't it? How these things work. How people just up and leave. But me? I am so much different. I love harder. And more. Honestly, than you've ever experienced. So, be with me. Okay.